To introduce the words of our speaker this evening, Mr. Russell Taylor, he has asked that we read from 2 Chronicles 32 and verses 1 to 23. That reading, ladies and gentlemen, serves to introduce to you the words of our speaker, who will speak to us to the title, The Bible and the Evidence of Archaeology. Mr. Taylor.
Good evening, friends. The Bible as a book makes the most extraordinary claims for itself. It claims to be the Word of God. It claims to have been inspired by God and to be infallible, to be utterly true in all its parts. Not only so, but it also claims that it is the only revelation that is available today about God and his purposes. It claims to be the ultimate measure against which all other truth claims, whether it be about God, whether it be about life, whether it be about morality, against which all other truth claims are to be measured. It is the final authority, according to the writers of this book. And these claims have perhaps predictably roused strong feelings amongst people who believe in the Bible and also amongst those who are detractors of the Bible. And because of this, its critics have subjected it to the most intense scrutiny and the most fierce accusations that could be possibly levelled against it. And these accusations take up the question of the Bible's historical reliability. According to its critics, the Bible was written, the books of the Bible were written centuries after the time about which these books claim to be writing. And because of this, it is riddled with errors of one sort or another. Until fairly recent decades, the detractors and skeptics were content to focus on specific issues about the Bible and particular details of the Bible's historical record. But more recently, there has emerged in academia a school of thought which has been dubbed the minimalists. The minimalists are an extreme type of Bible critic. They assert that as far as the Old Testament is concerned, and that's what we're going to concentrate our attention upon tonight, as far as the Old Testament concerned, all of the books of the Old Testament were written in the Persian period. That's the books of Genesis, which are claimed in the Bible to have been written by Moses. That's the books of Joshua, which are indicated in the scripture to have been written at about the time of Joshua, and all the other books of the Bible have no connection in time with the events which they are describing. The Old Testament scriptures are, according to these people, basically a fabricated history